In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, November 1st, is All Saints' Day, the day on which we remember the saints of God. Now, the New Testament word that we translate as saint is the Greek word hagios, which literally means set apart. Hagios appears in the New Testament more than 200 times. So being a saint or being set apart must be important. We can certainly think of saints as being set apart in an upwards direction, which is, I think, how we usually think of them. Saints are lofty beings. They are focused on following Christ more than their own material needs. They're great teachers and models for us. They may even seem closer to God than the rest of us. One of the great roles that the saints can play, both those in heaven and those on earth, is to be people whom we can emulate, whom we can strive to be like. But being set apart doesn't necessarily mean being set above. But something that is set apart for a purpose. St. Paul was set apart to bring the message of Christ to the Gentiles. Saints Cyril and Methodius were set apart centuries later to bring the gospel to the Slavic world. And still later, St. Francis was set apart to call the church back to simple living in harmony with God's creation. There are those to whose names we don't add the word saint, but perhaps we should, who have also been set apart for the sake of the gospel in ways both large and small, from Martin Luther to Martin Luther King. In fact, we are all set apart by God in some way for the sake of the gospel. In that sense, we are all saints of God. For some of us, it may be clear that we're set aside in a very specific and vocational way. You may be a nurse or a teacher, and then the way in which you have been set apart to be of service to others in this world is pretty obvious. But we're all set apart to be blessings to those in our lives and those who have yet to come into our lives, whether you're conscious of your saintliness or not. Indeed, you may not know the impact you're already having on someone's life. In his letter to the Hebrews, St. Paul writes, "Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some have entertained angels without knowing it." In the same vein, I could say, you are being set apart for a reason, whether you know it or not. And by doing so, some have touched the lives of others without knowing it. In World War II, the U.S. military made use of its Marines who spoke Navajo to send coded messages from unit to unit across the Pacific, because at the time, and probably still today, no one in Japan spoke Navajo. Now, sadly, in the history of the indigenous people of this country, the Navajo and other native tribes were often coerced to speak English and forsake their native languages. But because these young Navajo Marines were fluent in that language, they were set apart to serve a purpose that growing up on the reservation in Arizona in the 1930s, they could never have imagined. In the Gospel of John, from which we hear today, Lazarus never suspected that he would be set aside by being raised from the dead by Jesus, and thus play a role in showing the power of God in Jesus Christ, and thereby bringing more people to Christ and his mission. Now, in today's passage, we would probably say that the person who acts the most saintly is Jesus himself, because he brings someone to life who was dead, thereby giving joy to many people. But Lazarus himself was also a saint. He too was set aside for a purpose. I knew an old priest who once said, "When you wake up each morning, you can choose thankfulness or you can choose dread. Choose thankfulness." You can also, upon waking each morning, realize that you have been set aside that day to be a blessing to someone for the sake of Christ. The final line of the hymn that we just sang a few minutes ago is, "For the saints of God are just folk like me, and I mean to be one too." It doesn't mean we're going to accomplish the marvelous works attributed to saints over the centuries, from the apostles down to today. But we can still live saintly lives. And that doesn't mean being especially pious, which may sound funny coming from a priest. But it does mean seeing the places in our lives where we can be a blessing to others for the sake of the gospel. As that great saint, Francis of Assisi, once said, "Preach the gospel at all times, and if necessary, use words."